This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number two. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Derek Day.
Ian and Mark on the road. They'll be back Saturday, which means that while the mice are away, the cats will play. Or
nope.
Is it opposite?
Got that wrong.
While the cats are away, the mice will play. We've taken over the studio. Tomorrow night, it's going to be me and the lovely Ellen.
Ooh.
In studio. And you can call in to take over the show as well. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is the Pro XPN toll-free call-in line. And, of course, we have Skype as well, username lrn.fm. We do ask that you send a contact request first that will be approved. And then whenever you call in, we will ask you for your topic before putting you on the air. And we're going back to the phones. Greg called in last hour, had a question about why are there so few places on Earth without a government? And I feel that this conversation deserves more time than it received in the last hour. So, Greg, you are on the air with Daryl and Derek J.
Hey guys. So yeah, I thought maybe we can talk about it this way. First of all, we have to state up front, what are our priorities? What do we want to accomplish? Is it better health for everyone? Better quality of life? Less violence? Like, what is the goal of getting rid of government?
Personal freedom.
So is freedom the most important thing?
I would say that that's the primary goal, is more personal freedom. But with more personal freedom, you do get all of those things that you mentioned, Greg. You do get better health care. You do get, an overall better society, because people are not being oppressed by government. They're not having the fruits of their labor stolen from them to pay for things that other people think should be paid for.
Daryl's right. You get better of each of those things because you have more choices with all of them.
Well, okay, so all these things are measurable. I mean, if not having a stable government was so great, then areas without governments, without strong governments, would be further along on health, on, less violence. But that's not what we see. I mean, when governments fail, you don't get suddenly peace and prosperity.
I follow your line of thinking, Greg, but I would say that a failed state is not the same thing as no state. And there's never been no state. There's never been a society that started from first principles saying we're going to respect property rights and the rights of all individuals above all. That's never happened in history. It would be the first time here in New Hampshire. That's what I'm hoping to happen, that personal freedom can reign free here.
Well, I think last time when we were on the call, I was saying that initially, the initial state was that there was no government. The Wild West, there was no government, and people voluntarily, they had to get enough people to actually form a state to join the Union, and that's what they did. They wanted to join the Union at that time. So why did they want to do that, given that they were in this free land and they were, they had to defend themselves from the Indians and everybody else?
That would be an interesting argument. I'm just curious, how do you know that to be true?
Well, because
how do you,
first of all,
how
that
do you know
the
that?
Law. In order to enter the Union, you had to have a certain amount of people that agreed to form a state in the first place. That was part of the rule. The other is just the American history. I mean, look at the formation.
Government school? Are you talking about what you learned in government school?
Government school, as well as online, Wikipedia. And you can look this up yourself.
I'm not trying to say it's incorrect. I'm just asking how you know this to be true, and you're saying that you learned some things in government school and online.
And Greg,
right. I mean, let's try to verify. Go ahead.
Yeah. Just one thing real quick is, just because enough people joined together and said that they wanted to form a government and then they wanted that government to become part of the United States does not mean that every person that was living in that territory wanted a government. It just means that the people that didn't want a government were outnumbered by those people that did.
But my initial point was, if you look at those areas, the amount of violence over there was actually higher, and it was, for a time, the most dangerous place on Earth.
So, evidence?
Online. You can look it up independently yourself. Just look up.
Well, anyone can just make an assertion.
All of the statistics that I've seen said that the Wild West was actually less dangerous than places such as New York City.
Yeah, so I would encourage folks listening to actually do the research and look up the statistics themselves to see, was the Wild West so-called more violent, or was it less violent than what we have today?
Exactly. So I guess all I'm trying to say is, yes, I think over time, the internet will replace a lot of government functions. That only became possible recently. And I think it's just an emergent phenomenon. I don't think there are people who, certainly there are people out there hungry for power, of course. But I'm saying that even if there weren't, the people who are living in organizations, whether it be a neighborhood or anything else, voluntarily set up some kind of structure. And the management team doesn't own everything. The management team is elected to manage everything. It's the neighborhood that owns everything. And in the same way, the state owns everything, and the state is not its government. So that's what I would say.
Greg, is the DMV an efficient or practical way to regulate safety on the roads?
That's a good question. I'm not sure I can answer so simply.
Well, I would say that it's not. And I would say that you're making an argument for government based on what's practical. You're saying that the government serves the people, and why else would they institute it? I follow that line of thinking, but I would say that it's not what's practical that makes government survive. It's that they use force to enact their will on others. It's the idea that, sure, maybe there was a majority of people who said, you know, we should get together and form a state, or we should join the union. But just because some people did that doesn't mean they have the authority to decide what's right for those people who didn't want to join the union.
Hey, I agree with you. And by the way, to answer your question about the DMV, I think now with the internet, the DMV is not the most efficient way. But before we had this technology, look, people form governments, people form organizations, and they have to run them somehow. I mean, that's how it's going to be until we have the internet and until machines replace the government.
DMV is so resistant to change?
It's not. They put their forms online, but certainly because it's monolithic and large. It's hard to change a large organization.
You know, when I step into a business, when I'm looking for a new cell phone, for example, I walk in, I'm greeted with a friendly customer service agent. They ask me, you know, to either take a number or see me right away. At the DMV, it's not that way. You take a seat, you won't be greeted by anyone. At some places, there aren't even benches. There's no number system. Now, some DMVs are very high-tech and have gotten to the point where they're the equivalent of a supermarket deli line. You can pick a number and then have a seat, and they'll call you by that. You don't actually have to wait in a queue. But I would argue that the DMV is resistant to change because they don't have to, Greg.
Listen, I would agree with you, and even so, they change, but not so quickly. But look, I'll give you an example in cyberspace where there's no DMV, no government, and you'll see the same phenomenon. Look at Apple, look at Google. In cyberspace, they are a government unto themselves. Apple locks down their device, and if your app, they don't like your app, they'll kick it out, and so forth and so on. Google didn't have customer service for a very long time. They can get away with it because of their size, and they also don't have to change. So,
well, Greg, the prime difference between the DMV and Apple and Google is that on the internet, you have many different websites and companies that you can choose to do business with. If you want a driver's license, you only have one place that you can go, and that is the DMV, or some places call it the MVD. But you don't have the option of, I'm going to go get my driver's license from Kroger because they've got better customer service than the DMV, and the test that they give actually makes sure that I know what I'm doing when I'm out on the road. You don't have that choice with government. You have the choice of this government, or, yeah, you can move to another place in the world, but there's still going to be a coercive government. There isn't a place with voluntary government, and that's what we want, is voluntary interactions. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls, welcome.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL, or not SACL, that's the Pro XPN toll-free call-in line. can't believe I goofed that up first time in months. Pro XPN toll-free call-in line, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And before we get back to your calls and your Skypes, I want to make sure that I tell you about ExpressCoin. ExpressCoin is the best choice for buying Bitcoins or Dogecoins. More easy, so fast, much legal, wow, inexpensive. ExpressCoin prides themselves on their customer service, so much so that the back end of their website should allow them to be even more focused on meeting your needs. Get your cryptocurrencies with money order, check, or wire transfer by starting off at expresscoin.com. You can even do it from your smartphone by downloading the app at expresscoin.com. ExpressCoin, formerly Cash Into Coins, now ExpressCoin. I've used the service. They literally do have excellent customer service. It's not just something that they put in their commercial. It is something that they live and they do.
Love them.
Have you ever used ExpressCoin?
Not as ExpressCoin, but as Cash Into Coins. And excellent customer service, very communicative, quick, easy, fast. Loved it.
Yes. What's the saying here? More easy, so fast, much legal, wow, inexpensive.
The much legal always cracks me up.
If you're doing less than $40, there is no fee. And if you're doing over $40, the fee is minuscule, and you can actually donate some of that fee to a couple of charities.
Really?
If you want.
That's
yes.
Neat.
So back to the phones and the fun, or actually in this case, to the Skype, Rusty calling in from Texas on the Skype, username lrn.fm, listening on the iPhone, wants to talk about government unions. Now, I personally don't like the idea of government employees being unionized. Rusty, what are your thoughts on that?
I kind of mix feelings, and that would be because I think when the college athletes, they unionize, they're, I would think, de facto or similar government employees, they're going to have a seat at the table now and, you know, get some more reasonable compensation when they go to the table. When you're talking about police, on the other hand, where they have a union and the only thing they fight for is less accountability, it seems like to me, and have this rigorous process so that it's fair for the, you know, their members, it seems kind of ridiculous. So I'm trying to see if there's what the pros are and what the cons are, because unions themselves seem to be going, I think it's almost 50% or 50% of union members are now government employees.
So I thought it was well over 60% of people that are unions or government employees.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. And I would say that the largest con of government employees being unionized is that when the quote-unquote labor and management go to the negotiating table with a regular business, the management says, listen, this is how much we made last year. We, you know, have been very consistent on our profits. There's not really a lot we can do to increase the profits, to be able to pay you guys more. So how about we do X? Well, with government employees, the management can't say, you know, we only have this much profit, because the labor can say, well, just raise taxes. You guys do it all the time to pay for stuff you want. Just raise taxes to pay us more. And so what happens? The governments wind up raising taxes so that they can pay their government employees even more than what they're worth. I know when I was living in Pennsylvania about 10 years ago, the toll workers went on strike because they were upset about the proposed $20.50 per hour that they were being offered to sit in a booth and count change.
Who even needs a human doing that job? Couldn't a machine do that?
Well, a machine could do that, but Derek, if we get a machine, then we're laying off hundreds of people, and you know that's more people on unemployment.
Yeah, but to Rusty's point, hey, I'm pro-union. I like the idea that the little guy can join up with other people and then negotiate as a group against this, you know, power monolithic capitalist who may very well be trying to squeeze them out of every last dime. So I'm pro-union in that respect, but there's something totally different about a government union. I don't even think we could use the same word union, because as Daryl pointed out, there's no downward pressure. Like, normally there's this scale, this balancing act that happens between the unions at a private organization and the capitalists, right? Like, they sort of even out. But with government unions, who's on the other side of that? There's no capitalist. It's politicians. And those politicians aren't footing the bill. You can bet they're not paying anything. So there's no downward pressure. When their counterpart asks for more, they have no mechanism to say, we don't have more. They just take more from you.
And then one other problem that I have with unions, and I will agree with Derek, I like the idea of unions. But the actual in-practice, real-world example of how unions operate, I don't like. Because while we're told that unions are labor versus management, what unions actually wind up doing is putting labor against labor.
Hmm.
Because,
what do you mean
for
by
example,
that?
Let's just say that I own a company.
Yeah.
The Daryl Co.
Got it.
And, Derek, right now I have contracted with Derek International Brotherhood
cool.
to be my employees.
I follow.
And your union comes to me and says, Daryl Co., we need more money. And I say, listen, my profits have dropped each year over the last 5 years. I can't give you more money.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, you've got a bank account with a balance that means something.
And then you say, well, that's it. We're going on strike. Rusty and his group of employees could not then come work for Daryl Co. because of the contract saying that Daryl Co. will only do work with Derek's International Brotherhood.
So I see. It really is labor against labor in that respect.
Yeah. Hmm. Rusty, anything else to add?
No. I just wanted y'all's insight on it. I appreciate, you know, your time. And, Derek, great to finally, you know, talk to you. I feel like I know you're watching your YouTube videos.
Cool. Thanks, so. Rusty.
I hope you have a good one.
All right, rock on.
Thank you very much, Rusty. And we will go back to the phones. Robert in Bellows Falls, Vermont, wants to talk about the DMV. Robert, do you have any experience with the DMV?
Well, no, not personally. I've never worked for them, but I had a rather really interesting experience at the DMV earlier this year, and because I had another birthday and I had to renew my license.
All right, hold your thought. We will bring you back momentarily. I want to find out about Robert's experience. And Derek, you've got an interesting experience that you may or may not want to share with audience about the DMV.
Listen up, all you preppers and survival enthusiasts. Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886 today.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from Pro Flowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. You can call in, take over the airwaves. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get back to Robert, who wants to basically give us his DMV story. We'll get to him in just a minute. But first, I want to make sure that I tell you about modafinil. Do you need focus? Are you feeling fatigued? Trying to get that extra edge when it counts. There's just so much going on all at once in our lives these days. Every moment it seems like we can't keep track of everything and we're tired. Don't you wish there was something that could get you out of that rut, give you the focus that you need and help you get things done? Well, there may be. Modafinil from modup.net. Studies show 1 in 5 students use this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall, so you can get things done. Businessmen around the world continue to talk about how modafinil from modup.net is making the difference in their work, giving them that critical edge that they need. Check out modup.net. Look into it for yourself. They offer fast delivery worldwide for guaranteed high-quality modafinil at an amazing price. At modup.net, or rather, and modup.net is a supporter of the Bitcoin community. That's right. You can order from modup.net with Bitcoin and get a 33% discount. And to make the deal even sweeter, use the code FTL and you'll get 10 free tablets with your order. So use that code FTL. Remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio show, and ModUp.net ships worldwide. It's your responsibility, however, to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. Please, we recommend you look into it for yourself, but we're sure that you'll find ModUp.net offers a great service at a great price. That's ModUp.net. Use the code FTL. It's ModUp.net, code FTL. Back to the phones and the fun. Robert in Bellows Falls, or Robert in Vermont, as we lovingly know him at Free Talk Live. You've got a DMV story that you would like to share.
Yeah, I went to the DMV to renew my license this year. And the woman that I spoke with, she told me, she said that there's a new form that you have to fill out. Now, I don't know if it's federal or not. I'm thinking it probably is. And you briefly fill out the form, and you get a, it's like a, I don't know, it's like an authorization on your license, so you can go into like any one of the federal buildings.
Oh, okay. You must be talking about the Real ID compliance. That this was passed several years ago. It was added into some other bill as one of these amendments or riders. And when the Real ID was actually being passed, Congress tried to pass this thing on its own merit, and it was shot down. So instead, they decided, let's add this on to this other bill that we know is going to pass. And somehow it wound up getting enough votes to be an amendment on this other bill, wound up getting passed. And what it does is says that there's a bunch of federal requirements that the states must implement in order to be able to give someone a new ID card or a driver's license. And several states across the country, including New Hampshire, have passed laws saying we will not comply with this mandate, primarily because the feds are not funding it. They're telling us that we have to do all this stuff, but they're not giving us money to comply. And right. I believe that Vermont is in compliance with Real ID. So that's probably what it was that you had to deal with. Now, Robert, did they wind up taking your fingerprints?
No, they didn't do that. I mean, I didn't go ahead and do this, you know, because I didn't really dig into it enough, because there was a lot of people behind me, so I didn't really get a chance to speak with this woman long enough about it. But the thing that kind of bothers me is that I feel like I'm being strong-armed, because if I don't take this, they'll take my driver's license.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And I'm just lucky enough to where I lived in Arizona for a while, and I still, for certain reasons, claim an Arizona residency, and the driver's license that I have in Arizona expires on my 65th birthday, and that driver's license is not compliant with Real ID.
Wow.
So some of us are luckier than others in that we don't have to go through the renewal of a driver's license. So what are you going to wind up doing? Because the end of the month is right around the corner.
I really don't know. I mean, I guess I should probably go down there and renew this. But I'm not happy about it because of the fact that it's not done because of out of choice. It's done because of out of force. That's
right.
What I don't like.
Yeah, you know, it's being the owner of a thing that gives you the authority to make rules about how other people use it. So if you come into my house, I can have a rule that says, you have to wear a purple hat. And as crazy as that may be, you're free to not come into my house. And but with the DMV, there is no situation like that.
Well, they claim ownership of the little piece of plastic that they give you.
Not that. The roads. They claim ownership of these roads. And did they really have the authority to claim this land? Or did they take it by force? I'd say they took it by force.
Well, I'm thinking that, when I went to school, they taught me, they said that Christopher Columbus is the one that discovered America.
Well, yeah.
Not the case, because when Christopher Columbus came here, the Indians were already here.
Yes.
Yeah, and even before Columbus, like, what was it, 400 years before Columbus, Eric the Red came across and, you know, the Vikings explored what is now New England. We know this because there's artifacts and there's documented history, but because they didn't colonize, it's considered a historical anomaly that they even visited.
Exactly. And, you know, it was those individuals back then, they took the land, you know, from the Indians, because they, Indians had, what, both North and South America, and they took all of the land.
So what are you going to do, Robert? Are you going to comply, or are you going to just say, eh, forget it?
I don't know yet. I may just say, you know what, forget it, maybe, because I'm just an old man. I don't draw a lot of attention or anything, so maybe I might get lucky and, you know, I can, you know, still drive, and maybe I'm get lucky I won't get pulled over.
What do you think would happen to you if a government agent were to learn that you were driving without their permission slip?
Oh, boy.
Depends on which side of the river he's on, for one.
What do you mean by that?
Well, Bellows Falls is right on the border of Vermont and New Hampshire.
So?
So depending on which side of that river he's on, depends on how bad the punishment will be.
Oh.
Here in New Hampshire, they have something they call a habitual offender status. To where if you have, I believe it's 2 or 3 moving violations within a certain number of years, they can and do put people in jail for up to 1 year.
Hmm. Now, I want to be clear. I would view that as legitimate if the roads were privately owned. But there is no option to choose other roads. You get one option. It's the state roads.
Yes.
And you have to play by their rules. But I don't agree that they have the authority to set those rules, because they didn't legitimately acquire that property.
Yeah, I agree. Robert, keep us posted on what you decide to do with either the renewal or non-renewal of the little piece of plastic that says that you get to drive on our roads. And, of course, you can call in, talk about the DMV or anything else, 855-450-FREE.
There's a lot of confusing information out there about Bitcoin mining. Customers have been burned by companies taking their money on pre-orders for Bitcoin mining equipment, only to receive their equipment late and miss out on opportunities to mine Bitcoins. But that doesn't mean Bitcoin mining is impossible. You just have to find an honest company to do business with. If you want to mine Bitcoins and you want to do it now, no pre-orders, no waiting, look into the Antminer products from Bitmain. Their competitively priced Antminers are in stock and ship from the U.S. as soon as you pay. You could buy an Antminer today and be mining Bitcoins tomorrow. The Antminer line offers the best mining power per dollar currently available. 20% of the mining power in the Bitcoin network is contributed by Antminers. Not only that, but Bitmain is committed to support. You can get tech support and warranty service over the phone by calling 844-BITMAIN. For commercial accounts, they'll even travel to your data center to install your equipment. Get all the details at bitmaintech.com. That's bitmaintech.com.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1-month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. From the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats, 289 half cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can call in. Take over the airwaves. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or you can call in on Skype. I guess technically it's not calling when you use Skype, but you can Skype into the show like Aaron has done. We'll get to Aaron in just a moment. That username is lrn.fm. And, of course, you will need to send a contact request first. We will approve that. And then you can call in. We will send you a message asking for the topic and where you are calling from. And before I get to Aaron, I want to make sure that I let you know about BuzzBox over at coffee.freetalklive.com. You can get a free pound of the best coffee, BuzzBox. It is shade-grown, 100% organic, and top one-grade Arabica. Coffee is a very absorbent crop. This makes the organic certification that much more important. BuzzBox is competitively priced with other high-end coffees, but they do something that other coffee producers seem to care nothing for. They have set up a program that allows people around the world to buy into their co-op. Free Talk Live is attempting to recruit 1,000 listeners, just like you, to order their coffee from coffee.freetalklive.com, thus allowing us to finance 100 microloans through World Vision. Help us change lives by offering people in poverty an opportunity to change their own lives. Get started now by getting your free pound of coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com. You do have to pay for the shipping, and you can cancel your subscription at any time, but you can sign up coffee.freetalklive.com. And yes, it is a subscription, but you get to tell them how often to send you the coffee. You could say, give me a pound every week. You could say, give me a pound every 2 weeks. You could make it every month. You set the duration of time, but again, you can cancel at any time, and you get a free pound of coffee, coffee.freetalklive.com. Going to the Skype now, Aaron calling in from Pennsylvania wants to talk about privately funded wars and slavery. Now, I'm guessing, Aaron, that these are two separate things and not people privately funding slaves to go to war.
That would be true, Daryl. I just wanted to mention quickly the other day when Mark said that he didn't mind privately funded wars in Iraq, and I just wanted to say that I believe that's in conflict with the non-aggression principle. Even if it was privately funded, it's still not good to go fund wars.
Well, I don't think that Mark was advocating funding a war privately in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other part of the world. I think the point that he was making, and of course you would need to call in Saturday night to clarify with Mark, but
right.
You know, my interpretation of what he has said, because I've heard him say this several times, is that his main problem with war is that he is being forced to pay for it. Now, if you, Aaron, wanted to take your money and hire, you know, the 16th Airborne, whatever it is, to go somewhere and kill people, as long as he is not being forced to pay for it. So that is my objection as well, is that I am being forced to pay for murder. Now, if
right.
you or anybody else wanted to privately fund it, I would still object to it on moral grounds, but I'm not being forced to pay for it at that point.
I want to hear Aaron out. He said that he doesn't feel this jives with the non-aggression principle. Can you explain?
No. What Daryl said makes sense. I just didn't understand it.
Oh, okay, great.
Basically, I thought Mark was saying that war should be fought, but it shouldn't be done with government funds. But the thing that I really wanted to talk about with you guys tonight was where does slavery start? I was having this discussion with a friend about us being slaves of the government because they mandate a certain percentage of our lives, basically. If time is money and money is time, then when they take our money, they're taking our time, they're taking a percentage of our life away from us. Obviously, no one would let them take all of our life, but they seem to be okay with a portion of it. And I said, this is still slavery. And he said, but it's not if they choose to accept it, if they want to accept it.
It's still even if you choose to accept it, it is still slavery. It just becomes a voluntary form of slavery. But you are no less a slave because you choose a master.
Well, and there's a
brilliant work written by Robert Nozick. It's called The Tale of a Slave. And it tells a story, and it goes through 9 steps. And I'm not going to read all 9, but it starts off that you are a slave completely at the mercy of a brutal master. He is often cruel and beats you in the middle of the night. The master becomes a little more kind and beats you only when you break one of his rules. And then throughout a couple of steps, instead of working every day for your master, you only have to work a certain number of days. And then the master says, okay, instead of working for me for 4 days, you can work wherever you want, but then give me 4/7 of the fruit of your labor. And then at a certain point, the slave master allows you and the other 10,000 slaves to vote on certain things in which the slave master is indifferent. And at the end, it says, the question is, from what transition from case 1 to case 9 makes this no longer the tale of a slave? The point being is that just because you get to vote on certain things, you are still a slave because someone is claiming to basically be your master and claiming ownership of a portion of the fruits of your labor.
Right. No, that's right. But it's still a voluntary interaction. So like a certain percentage of society seem to be happy to be sheeple. They seem to be content with their lives the way it is.
Right. No. I think you're confusing a voluntary interaction with people being happy about not having choice. You know, what you asked the question, where does slavery start? My answer is it starts with the removal of choice by force. And so just because people are happy to sit in line at the DMV doesn't mean that they are without choice. Do you see what I'm saying?
Well, by that logic, everyone, like 99.9% of the world is born into slavery and lives their whole life there.
Yes, that's true.
So when we talk about some group enslaving another group, it's just slaves fighting slaves over who had the worst master.
Yeah, often that's the case. But I think that the world is moving away from that old model. The more we're able to examine ourselves, examine our history, we say, hey, that wasn't such a great way to live. When we engage in voluntary interactions with our friends and neighbors, that's when we get the greatest outcome, the most equality, the highest standard of living. So we're learning these lessons throughout history, and hopefully we'll get to that point of a voluntary society.
Do you think we'll actually be able to do it, or do you think people at their root are selfish and will never actually be able to make that progression?
Oh, great question. I think it's because they're selfish that we will be able to achieve that. It's because of people's selfish motivations that they seek more independence, and by seeking more independence, they have to please their friends and neighbors. They have to serve one another in order to gain more for themselves. So, yes, we will have that voluntary society, I believe, because of our selfish motivations.
Do you think, so I can see that as many people are far-sighted enough basically to see what their consequences are going to do, and it's better to be voluntary. But so many people are able to take that quick buck. Like, they're not going to look back if they are able to pick a wallet without anyone seeing, or take something from the government without any consequences.
Yeah, absolutely. But what's your point? So what? There's going to be those people.
And then there's always going to be people that want a master. There's always going to be people that don't want masters. And there's always going to be people that want to be masters. So
it sounds like we're always going to have this structure. If there's always those people seeking those positions, then we'll never really leave what we got.
Well, I don't ever think that the entire planet will live in a voluntary society, but I certainly think that a segment of the population at some point will create a voluntary society, and people that want that voluntary cooperation will seek one another out. And I think that it's going to happen, at least for a small segment of the population, and hopefully even more.
Check out Murray Rothbard for more.
Stay tuned. Hour 3 coming up next. This is Free Talk Live. You can call in 855-450.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has 2 times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Now is the time for new flooring in your home, because Lumber Liquidators has every floor on sale with the end of quarter clearance sale on right now. Get huge savings on all flooring, like quick click prefinished hardwood for $169 a square foot, solid hand scraped horizontal bamboo for $179, and this weekend only get 8mm cherry laminate for just 69 cents. So go to lumberliquidators.com to find the store nearest you. Special 24 month financing is available. But hurry, this end of quarter clearance sale ends Monday, June 30th.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
1 out of 3 young adults and 1 out of 2 recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.